Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Purpose Tune Podcast. The goal of my show is to create valuable content to broaden your knowledge, inspire you, and get you in the right mindset so that you can apply it in your own life to drive impact, generate meaning, and achieve your purpose. Now, today's guest is Dennis Morrison. Dennis is an entrepreneurial creative who originated as a filmmaker. He's a business storyteller, marketing story strategist, and founder of Audience Magnet. He's created a storytelling-based marketing platform specifically for coaches, digital product creators, service providers, and small businesses to help them use the power of storytelling to grow their business and sell their products and services. As Dennis states, everyone's talking about storytelling, but no one's guiding you on how to do it yourself. Dennis, thank you so much for joining me on this lovely day. How are you doing?
Oh, Kongs, thanks so much for inviting me on your show and to opportunity to have a conversation with you and your listeners.
Yeah, I'm very excited to have you on, and I think that's going to be a great conversation. So let's start off with you telling us a bit more about your background.
Oh, my background. It's like, how far back should I go? I won't go too far back. No. So my background really is when I was 18, I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I got a job as an extra. And I thought, hey, that sounds like a nice gig. Turn up as an extra, be in the background on an ad, get paid, get fed all day. So I went for the first day and sitting around eating. And then at lunchtime, they said, right, we don't need you today. Go home. I was like, this is cool. Came back the next day and suddenly there was all these big trucks there and all this equipment was coming out the back. And I was like, what is that? And that's when I decided that's what I wanted to do. So literally it opened my eyes. So I just want to rewind. I'm going back to a time where I didn't know that there was a film industry. You know, I turned the TV on and I watched stuff, or I went to the cinema. So it's really my first kind of opportunity to kind of see it in action. And that just started my journey. So I've been involved in this world my whole working life.
Wow, that's incredible. And what inspires you to continue doing this type of work, waking up every morning, showing up, being excited?
Well, I think I've transitioned. So I kind of do a lot of teaching and training now. Plus, I've created this platform for business owners, coaches, course creators. But what inspires me is that whole idea of being able to create something and being in control of it and creating something that can benefit others. That's what inspires me to get up each day. Literally, you know, the whole idea that really every day is a, as I say, every day is a gift to us. That's why it's called the present tense, and accepting that and doing everything in my power to create, get it out to the world, and hopefully inspire, empower, and enable others.
That's great. And how does that tie into purpose? How does that show up for you?
Well, purpose is an interesting one because people have different things for purpose. And my kind of purpose, I suppose, is to connect with people. I think I like to describe myself, I'm an enabler. I empower others and I guide others. So I'd say my purpose is tied into all three of those each day. And, you know, creating this situation or the scenario where that can happen. And now things are online, suddenly you're not constricted to your location. That's what's really exciting and really powerful. It's like when people say, oh, I'm bored. It's like, I don't know how anyone could be bored. I have so many things that I want to do and do. There's not enough hours in the day. Don't get me wrong. There's many times I have to do boring stuff that I don't want to do, but being bored, that's a different kind of thing. So my purpose is that fact that yes, creation, you can create things, What does creation also mean? It means about learning, learning stuff you don't know how to do, looking to improve and get better, all of the above.
That's great. Do you have people that inspire you or books that you read that inspire you to generate more creativity in your work?
Oh, well, lots of people inspire me. I can't pinpoint a person. I love people, and I was the kind of person at school, I never had a best friend because I liked each person for who they were. No one was better than the other. They were all great in my mind. So even now, when people say, "What's your best film?" I find that really hard because I don't judge things about best. Because best, it means others are second to that. So I'd say I'm inspired daily by, lots of people. I'm inspired by you, for example. You're doing this podcast and you're creating it. You know, we had a great conversation before. I love to kind of learn from other people's journey. And if it's just one little thing that someone says, sometimes we don't realize it. And maybe a month later or 6 weeks later, it pops in our head again. So in terms of people, it's, lots of different things inspire me. And you said something else, right? I forgot the second part of your question.
I think it was around books or resources that
Oh,
you can
books.
to.
Oh, okay. So I'm terrible at names, but I did a job to make sure I jotted a few down. I've read hundreds of books. I'm a Kindle reader. I love a Kindle. Some people like real books. I like the convenience of a Kindle. And the other thing of a Kindle, it's much easier to read when you're lying down, can hold it in one hand. So there's a couple of books that I put down. And my most recent book of reading is a book called Blindsight, which is about marketing and neuroscience. It's a great book. I can't remember the author's names. And that was really fascinating about how our brain works, how marketing works, and how we're manipulated, and how we can also, by understanding the brain, we can better market ourselves. That book was really well done, fascinating. Other books that I love is The Greatest Salesman in the World by Og Mandino. I think that book's fantastic. I've read it multiple times, and it's a small book, but each time I read it, it's like I learn something new because I'm at a different stage. I love The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. That's a great book. That's another book I've read multiple times. And each time I read it, it's like I'm reading the book for the first time because, again, I'm at a different stage. And a book that's nothing to do with business that I absolutely loved is called Shantaram. That book is just phenomenal. It's a fat, fat book. Amazing, amazing story. So, anyone, if you want a story to read, I recommend Shantaram. So there are a few. There's a couple more. I'll mention one that I did like recently, and it was very kind of tactical, and it's called Micro Famous by Matt Johnson. And that was really how can you be micro famous? And one of the things he did say is have a podcast or be a podcast guest. But it's like we're not trying to be famous. We just need a small audience to know us and kind of love what we do and want to find out what we do and learn from us. And so that's his idea of micro famous, which I feel is quite relevant now when we're bombarded by all the Instagram and Facebook and you have all these followers. They're irrelevant. It's all right. How can you be well known by a select group of people who value what you offer and feel that you are the guide for them in any particular manner?
I love the fact that you have such a wide range of interests when it comes to books, and you reread them because you're growing as a human being, and you revisit books because it gives you a different perspective each time you read it. And so that to me indicates that you're evolving as a human being. And I think that that is so essential when we're in a place that we are looking for meaning or purpose. It's a journey. And so I love that. Do you have or did you have mentors that guide you through these stages in your life?
I would. I'd say my parents. Yeah, I think my parents and family. I think I've been very fortunate. I've had wonderful parents who have allowed me to be me. And I think that's the thing. They've allowed me to be me. They have been supported spiritually, and I think that's all we can hope for. I remember years ago, I can't remember, many years ago, and I was speaking to my dad, and he says something really kind of interesting. He says, many parents feel like they own their child, but he says, no, we're your guardian. I love that. We're here to guide you so you can continue and guide yourself and others as you progress in the world. So I'd say that's been mentors for me. I do feel doing a business, doing my own thing, that I have struggled sometimes because I maybe haven't had that person that I could speak to. I found that when you're looking to create something online or do a business in that way, when you're around it online, you think the whole world's into it. But really, most people in the world, they just don't really get it. So there's certain conversations that over the years I haven't been able to have with people because they don't really get it. And I feel that could have really been beneficial if I had some people in my circles who were kind of pursuing their own things that was online based. So I had to look and search for others. And I think because of that, it took me, I'm being really honest, it took me a while to kind of realize my superpower because I kept seeing all these gurus. Let me tell you, I was going to tell you something about which is, well, maybe the listeners can relate to this. So I wrote this book called Online Video Success Toolkit. This was about, I can't remember, 7, 8 years ago. And I did it into Kindle. I designed it myself. I learned how to do Kindle. This was pre all the tools that make life easier. And at the time, I had a business coach and I showed her, and she goes, oh my gosh, this is one of the best things I've ever seen. The content's great, the design's great. What are you going to do to put it out there? So I said, oh, I'm going to do this and that and that. And when I'm nearly finished, a guru at the time was launching something around video, some big package with all these videos, and plus you'll get this and this, and there's more, and there's more. And I went, who am I? Who's going to listen to me? And I didn't really promote it. I can look back now, I didn't really promote it. Yes, I got sales. This is for people who knew me, and they're like, yep, I want that. But I let something external of me, gurus who are great at marketing or positioning it in that kind of way, to make me feel that I wasn't worth it. So this is just something that I've been through. And I want people to kind of really think is like, don't look at the competition, just look at yourself and your own growth. And at the time, I didn't realize it, but it kind of knocks you a little bit because you think, I need to know more. I need to know more. So, in terms of mentors, that's what I'm saying. It's quite challenging. We need to be cognizant as to who our mentor should be when online. And just because someone's got a loud voice, it doesn't mean they're the right mentor for you.
Yeah, that's so important, especially in a day and age where we're bombarded with marketing all over, and we think that the people with the loudest voice or the ones that appear the most on our social media are the people that we should turn to, and we have to be mindful in terms of the accuracy of that thing or that person, as well as the value that it brings in our life. And so I am quite heartbroken by young people who log into Instagram and think that, what's trending is what's good, or when they post something on their Instagram profile or in Facebook and they don't have a lot of likes, and they compare that to their peers and they become depressed. And that to me is unfortunate, because our value should not be based on how many likes we have or how many comments are on that thread. And I hope that by creating valuable content like through my podcast, that hopefully it will get people to think, what's essential, what's really important in our life. It's the meaningful conversations that we have with our loved ones, with our friends, that really makes us a better human being. And so it's very superficial to always live your life on Instagram. And I get it if you're trying to build a business or an empire. I mean, it's a way to get your business out there, and that's good. But we should be more intentful in terms of how we use it, so that we can manage those perceptions that doesn't bring us down to a state of either depression, anxiety, or stress. And so I, you know, have certain days where I market my content and other days where I just, you know, take a break and just recharge. And that's important. So I know you're a busy person. What are some of the habits that you've incorporated into your own life to make sure that you're sane as you're going through building this business, working with your clients?
The morning's really important for me. Now, before you think I'm going to tell you I wake up at 5 and I do sun salutes and then I sit in my special meditation chair. No, that's not my morning routine. So my morning routine really is I like 2.5 to 3 hours from waking and getting up to actually doing any work. I may incorporate some stretches. I call them stretches because it's a bit of a stretch calling it exercise. So I call them stretches. I have breakfast. That's really important for me. The first meal of the day. I make my coffee. I have a coffee machine. I use my oat milk. And that's when I listen to podcasts. So I probably listen to 2 hours of podcasts every day. And I've been listening to podcasts, I think, since 2005 or six, before, when you could only listen to on your computer. I still listen to podcasts. So that's part of my learning time. You know, I think, okay, who do I want to learn from today? Who sounds interesting? So I do that. And then once I've done that, then I'm ready for my day. I think it's really important. The other thing that I do like to do sometimes is wake up, but still spend half an hour to 45 minutes in bed thinking about the day, the things I'd like to achieve, what a great day looks like to me. So that's a taste of my morning routine.
That's so cool. I love the fact that you're putting emphasis on your morning routine so that it can set you right throughout the day. And that's beautiful to hear that. What advice would you give my listeners who are listening to the show and they're thinking about their passion, they're thinking about purpose and meaning? As you know, the pandemic has hit many folks pretty hard. Some have lost their jobs, others have lost their businesses. And so what advice could you share that could hopefully inspire people to keep going?
Okay, so this might be a bit controversial, but we need to equate whether our passion can be a business or sustain us first and foremost, because not all passions can be a business first and foremost. So I think that's really important. So when people say, oh, just do what you're passionate about, are people interested in that? So that's step one. The other thing is what do you enjoy and like? Because passion's such a big thing. I think there's things that we like and enjoy that if we do them more, we become more passionate about it. The other thing is you may not know your passion. So what do you enjoy and what do you like? Don't be looking for the passion. Take action and your passion will find you. So, and I think as well is like when you find something, or you're stuck how to find something, look at your skills. There are many transferable skills. So just because you did one thing somewhere, actually, what was the essence of what you did? What was the part of that that you enjoyed? And when you understand that, you realize that actually, I could do loads of other things and still get that same feeling. So really look at your transferable skills and see how could that be used in another arena. Because believe it or not, and even I struggle with this, we always striving to get better. We need to know more, but you're good enough with what you know already. And if you have an attitude, an aptitude to want to grow and learn, you will get better at stuff. It's understanding that it's fine to be a beginner at something. We all start at the beginner. And when you're a beginner, you're not that good, but you get better and better. And there's other things that you're better at. So again, your passion may be something where you're not that good at. What skill do you have that could sustain that? So your passion gets to the point where if you decide, it can be how you kind of make your income. But I'd say you don't. The thing we have to be careful with is the very thing you may be passionate about. If you start using that to earn a living, it might rob you of the passion you had for it. So that's the something you need to be wary of, I'd say.
Wow, that's incredible advice. Thank you for sharing what passion is and how that could either tie it to our professional life or it could be a hobby. And I certainly have a lot of interests and I would want them to be businesses because they're interests that I enjoy and it should be that way. And so thank you for sharing that. Of course, you've been through challenging times, either when you're operating with your business or clients. How do you push through difficult times?
I'd say, depending when you ask me that question, if you asked me years ago over various things, I'd probably have a very different answer. I say nowadays, it's I understand. I think through life, and especially as a creative, but through life, you realize that there's life's a wave. There's peaks and there's troughs and there's stuff in between. And I suppose it's learning that when you hit a trough, you're able to get out of that as quick as possible rather than staying there. So I say that's the big thing. If I'm hitting a trough, how can I get myself out of there? Not let it dwindle, not let it just keep going around in my head. And I think as well, it's like being careful what you say to yourself, because what we say to ourselves is really important. So if you say negative things to yourself, they kind of come true, it seems. You know, what we say happens. So I think it's being wary of that. And at the same time, when things are challenging and tough, it's okay. It's okay not to feel great for a day or two, maybe. The problem is if you bring it on and that not feeling great starts turning sour and then bitter. That's the thing that people have to be aware of.
I love that. I wanted to revisit the power of storytelling for some of the folks who may not exactly know how that's being leveraged or what is it exactly. Could you explain what that is and how you leverage it and why it's important?
Okay, so storytelling is the way we communicate. We tell stories to ourselves, you know, the stories of why we can do something, the stories of why we can't do something, the stories of why we should have that for dinner or not, the stories of why we should watch something. I like to see it as a language that we all know. We just don't know the details. Now, the reason why stories are so powerful is that when done right, the person listening feels that they are in the story with you. They're going through it with you. You're connecting with people on an emotional level. And I feel now is the time where people are realizing that marketing and sales and growing your business is about connecting with your ideal audience who want to buy from you because of who you are. That means enabling you to be yourself, quirks and all, being your authentic self, because you only want people that express their desire for you to guide them because of who you are, not because of who you're trying to be. So when people understand that and realize, well, actually, storytelling is the way we communicate. Yeah, it actually does really kind of work. How can I infuse it more in what I'm doing? You realize, well, that is the best way to communicate. And I kept seeing many people talking about storytelling, but using Star Wars as an example, or saying, I've used it and you should use it too, but not really guiding people on how they can do it themselves. That's what drove me to kind of create the platform to really help solo business owners, small businesses, coaches, consultants, and course creators to be able to use the art of storytelling coupled with copywriting to be able to attract their ideal audience. Because we kind of only want to work with our ideal audience, don't we?
Right. That's beautiful. I think that there's a lot to the power of storytelling, in addition to all the points that you've made. When we're trying to persuade or influence people to change their behaviors in certain ways or get them to be in agreement to our points, sometimes leveraging the storytelling can really paint a picture for people to understand our perception or argument or point. And so in addition to, of course, everything you've said, it's a powerful tool to get people to relate to your side of things. And how I see it played in my conversations with my friends, my family, you know, even in the public space with politicians and, you know, celebrities and you know, folks who run the news, is humans are more connected when there's a story behind it, and it's not just data or boring research and
exactly
information that does not tap into our human emotions, because we often relate to people and things with our emotions. And it's important to draw in storytelling to enrich the conversation and in the process in getting people to understand our points of view. So I love that. Dennis, we're about that time. What advice, additional advice or comments would you like to share today as it relates to purpose?
Listen, if you really want to do something, you can put your energy in to see how you can make it happen. I'd encourage anyone to try to find a community. Remember, a community could just be one other person. You'll be able to have conversations with, where you can support each other, guide each other. Someone, when you are having challenges, they will listen. You know, they will give you advice if you ask for it, first and foremost. Also, it's like, it's about having an enriched life. So a life without purpose, what kind of life is that? The other thing is, your purpose does not have to be something that makes you money. Does not have to be. And I encourage everyone to think carefully whether they want their purpose to be how they make a living. Because many people have a passion and a purpose over something, and when it suddenly becomes make a living, they start to despise it. So you don't want that to happen. And I also feel a purpose needs to be bigger than you. You're the conduit, but bigger than you. It's not about I want this and I want that. It's about how can you enable or inspire or guide or create situations where other people can strive for the very thing that you're striving for yourself.
Powerful, powerful. Thank you so much for sharing those words of wisdom. And where can people find you should they choose to connect with you?
Right, great. So I've actually created a special gift for your audience. It's the four types of storytelling with 60 different ways to engage your ideal audience with different platforms. And you can get to that by going to theaudiencemagnet.com/purposetunepodcast. That's theaudiencemagnet.com/purposetunepodcast. And if you decide to take the free offer, you'll also get access within a couple of days of a 5-day mini course, Sell with Story. So you'll get that for free. And over 5 days, you will literally determine your next 12 months. You'll get very clear by doing the exercises. And like anything, if you don't take action and don't implement, nothing happens. So this is something that within 25 minutes each day, you could really determine your next 12 months. So that's what I'd like to offer your listeners. You can also go to audiencemagnet.com, which is my website, or you can catch me on social. Just search for Dennis Morrison. LinkedIn is probably my most used one. I've had a bit of a break on the other social platforms, but I'm maybe coming back and telling people, well, I'm on a show just like this.
Thank you so much, Dennis. Appreciate your wisdom.